Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with some good news because Newcastle have confirmed that their training centre has reopened following a closure last week due to a rise in coronavirus cases. Newcastle have issued a short statement which said that the players will train at the training centre on Tuesday following a temporary closure. And the players, they say, that had tested positive will follow the relevant protocols before returning. So Newcastle back in training, or the majority of the squad anyway, back in training on Tuesday. And that means that the upcoming clash with West Bromwich Albion is likely to go ahead. A report on Sky Sports on Tuesday says that the match against the Baggies is now likely to go ahead. That's after the match against Aston Villa was postponed. That was due to be played last Friday. The report says that the match against West Brom will go ahead regardless of how many players they have to choose from after a coronavirus outbreak. The Premier League, Newcastle, pretty keen to get that match played at its scheduled time. Meanwhile, away from all of that, reports say that Dutchman Jetro Willems has rejected the offer of a new contract at Eintracht Frankfurt, and that gives Newcastle the chance to sign the 26-year-old left wing-back who had a loan spell with the Magpies last term and generally impressed. Remains to be seen whether or not Steve Bruce will try and bring him back to St James's Park in January, but there could well be a decent opportunity there now. Meanwhile, Moroccan left-back Achraf Lazar, according to reports, could leave Newcastle in the January transfer window. The player's contract runs out in the summer. That's all for now. We'll have more later.